morning, The Exotic Set. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. It's Keisha. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good. My pet chicken Biscuit came in, I think it's about 6 months ago now. Oh, God, I don't know. Probably 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Struggling to lay her first egg. Almost
okay.
Killed her.
Yep.
So we've given, we gave her this, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, Soprelorin implant.
Yeah.
I think, pretty sure that's worn off. So this last week she's laid at least 3 eggs.
Okay.
And they're perfect size. She seems fine. So I got the email that prompted me to call you. So I was wondering if she's laying them perfectly fine and seems pretty healthy, do we need to do the booster or no?
It's up to you. It was just given the circumstance of her first egg and how much difficulty she had with that. I think the vet was concerned that she might have ongoing reproductive issues. However, if she has laid these ones and they are okay, she's otherwise well in herself, it would be worth just bringing her in for a recheck, but we don't necessarily have to put an implant in. But we just recheck her to make sure that she is nice and healthy, and we might not be able to, like, she might just be able to, not need it if otherwise well, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'd rather if she didn't need to. And
yeah.
I mean, she seems a bit sleepy sometimes.
We don't unnecessarily do it, but if she's otherwise well, then there's no need for us to put another implant in. If there are any sort of health concerns or if she's, not doing as well as what we would like her to be at this point, then we may need to put another implant in, but that's why we just get her in for a revisit with the vet to just check her over.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, she's still got the weepy eyes that she had 6 months ago. That cleared up for a little while, but sort of just seems like an ongoing thing, so I'm not sure what that is.
No, I'm not sure either. And are you still calcium supplementing her at the moment?
No, I haven't calcium supplemented her for a little while.
All right.
For a couple
really
of months.
It's really important, especially while she's laying, to make sure. So if you've got any more of that calcivite, you can pop it in the water. Just so she's got, like, that extra calcium store while she's laying, because otherwise if she can't supplement it with her diet or with, like, the extra supplements, she'll start taking calcium from her big bones, like her femurs and things like that, and then they can have other sort of issues from that too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, while she's laying especially.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll start on that again because I've got a fair bit left.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it lasts forever, that stuff. It's pretty good. There should be a dilution of it for you to put in the water as well on the back of the bottle.
Yeah, that's what I was doing with it to start with. We had the whole measuring kit set up and everything. Yeah, okay. All right, well, I'll see how I go with that for a few weeks. And if she's laying okay, if she doesn't, I don't know, if she doesn't seem like she's enjoying it, I might bring her back for a checkup though.
Yeah, if she looks lethargic, if she's not eating as much, not moving around very much or anything like that, because she still should be her normal sort of self through laying.
She seems pretty fine.
Good. So as long as, you just keep an eye on her and just give us a ring if you have any concerns and we'll get her in for that revisit.
Yeah, okay, good. All right.
Alrighty.
Okay, cool.
No worries at all.
Thank you.
That's okay. Bye.
Okay, bye.